All right, and welcome back to the show. Well, just out with a new album called And Out of the Void Came Love, which is a beautiful name. The Veils are doing very well at the moment. The amount of times I've heard people chatting about them recently. Anyway, I have Finn Andrews of The Veils on the line. Good morning, Finn.
Morning, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling very good, actually. High on life this week.
I can imagine. You've got fair reason to feel that way. How's the reception been so far to the album?
It's been great, man. And it's been like 5 years of work, and we finished it maybe 7 months ago, so we've sort of been sitting on it a little while. So it really does just feel like this huge relief. To have it out in the world and have the songs now just off living their life without me. It's great.
Do you ever get used to that whole working on something for ages, thinking it out to people and strangers and the public are hearing it? Do you ever get kind of used to that?
No, that's it's really fresh every time. I guess because the sort of journey that you go through making these things is so unique each time. You never really know how these songs are gonna, how they're gonna go out in the world, and where, what stories they're gonna make of their own. So it's always really exciting to be kept up to date with their movements out in the world.
I guess the best place to start with this is kind of, why don't you tell us a bit about the album? What was the inspiration for it? What were you trying to do with it? What were you exploring?
Yeah, I mean, the last Veils album was, I think, 7 years ago. We toured that a lot all over the world, and then so I came back here and made a solo album. And after that, I broke my wrist when I was on that tour, playing the piano like a dickhead. And then that sort of dovetailed. We cancelled all the tours because I'd broken my wrist. And so I was home a lot. That was sort of when I started writing, I guess. And that time sort of dovetailed into the lockdowns and all of that. So I don't know. And then my wife got pregnant, and so I suppose it's sort of all been, it's been a lot of like life and death stuff, I guess, going on.
Yeah.
That's all fed into the songs, I would say, in a pretty clear manner.
So in so much as, you know, becoming a father and living through a pandemic and all that, that's all quite transformative. Would you say this album is sort of the same, quite transformative?
I mean, honestly, I've been like this little hermit in a cave with this thing for so long. I was driven mad by it long ago. I can't really hear it anymore. But I would say it's been a very transformative period for me. So I would think the songs probably are, describing the same transformation. I think the album, because it's a double album, it's 15 songs, it's got quite a lot of different sort of styles it's working
with.
It is kind of, I hope, a satisfying sort of journey from beginning to end. So that the album itself does undergo a sort of transformation as you listen to it as well. I suppose it is talking about all that. There's a lot of death and rebirth and all of that sort of stuff in there. So I guess, those are the things it's talking about.
It's an interesting point you touch on there, because definitely there are some songs in this that you kind of think, oh gosh, you know, they're really, sound-wise, they're going for something different here. They're exploring different areas. How was that for you, trying out all these new sounds?
I think that's just always been something about albums I really appreciated, were albums that really took you on a journey. I couldn't stand albums that were just, you know, 12 repetitions of the same idea and, you know, with slightly different lyrics or whatever. It was always albums like Tom Waits' Rain Dogs. I always loved that album. It was this real journey through the night, you know, with all these, you felt like you were just walking past all these different characters and through all these different buildings and down different streets. And I love that feeling. I guess that's kind of always just bled into everything I've done to try and make the most of the album as well as the songs individually, but sort of to take the listener on a bit of a down some strange paths, an unpredictable sort of little journey is what I'm hoping it comes across as anyway.
I guess it's probably a bit of a cliche thing to say, but do you kind of have a comfort zone when it comes to music, and like, do you feel this urge to step out of your comfort zone? Because I talk to a lot of musicians who are just naturally always looking for kind of a new sound to explore. Then others who, you know, really know what they like and what they want to sound like. So how's that for you? Do you know what you want to do and have to, like, coerce yourself out of it?
It's a good question. It's a big question. I don't know if I figured that out, really. I've often felt like other songwriters seem to have a way better idea of what they're doing than I do. I'm just really improvising it all the time, trying to, like, correct the past as well and trying to atone for earlier sins. It always feels a little like that. You're making one album to sort of correct the last one, or I don't know. I'm always following a scent. It always feels like that. I don't know where it's going. I think I've made peace with not really ultimately controlling the enterprise.
Interesting. Yeah, right.
You know, when I was younger, I fought against and was, you know, that sort of perfectionist urge was always there in me, but I've sort of realized a lot of the great stuff comes from the accidents and letting go somewhat. So yeah, I mean, I'd say I never, and I you know, genuinely never think I'm going to make another album when I've made one. Each one has been a surprise that we've managed to get it together. yeah, it's a messy business, but I feel like that's what's kept it interesting.
Hey, look, we all like surprises, so that's... It's not a bad thing. Now, you're also going on tour for this album. What can people sort of expect from a live show from you guys?
I mean, there's a lot of material now. We were just writing a set list the other day, and it's amazing having six albums to choose from now.
Yeah, so, I guess you're spoiled for choice, really.
Yeah, it's a lovely feeling, that. I remember when we were touring the first couple of albums and, you know, how hard that was when you've only got 20 songs. So there's a lot to choose from. So it's another sort of exploration of its own. It's going to be a real journey through the past up till now, and a lot of different energies all battling each other. Yeah. I think I've really missed it as well, you know, performing, and I can't wait to sort of, there's certainly a part of me that only ever gets to express itself in that surrounding, so I'm looking forward to letting that guy out of the box. He's been cooped up for too long.
Yeah, right. I talk to musicians sometimes who talk about the fact that they kind of get a second wind or a second understanding of their own music when they play it live, like in front of an audience. Have you ever experienced that?
Oh yeah, completely. I mean, a lot of this album, because of the nature of when it was written and with lockdowns and everything, a lot of it's not been performed live before. I mean, Christchurch is the first show on the tour as well, so it'll be a really interesting one. I can't wait. I think we've got like 5 tickets left, we were just told as well. So,
oh wow, that's not many.
The last one. Yeah, that's good.
But for the sake of those last 5 tickets, what are the details for your Christchurch show?
We've got Grace Cummings coming over from Australia, which is really exciting.
She's cool.
Really brilliant and really amazing voice. she's opening the show. And then, I mean, we're just going to do what we always do. I guess it'll be a sweaty, I don't know. Yeah, I guess just journey through this sort of all these songs that we've got now. It's not the best like sales pitch, is it? But it's probably as good as I can do.
Hey, I love how you started off with sweaty there. I love how that's the first word that comes to mind.
That's all I've got is my sweat.
Oh, look, as a chronic overheater, I totally get it.
Yeah.
And, like, we've just got to embrace it, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Finn, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Congratulations on this album.
Thanks, Liam.
You should be so happy and proud of it. And, you know, it's a big body of work as well. It's not a small project you've undertaken here. So, hey, congratulations.
Cheers, man. Yeah, I can't wait to... you down here soon.
Yeah, good luck with the tour, and thank you for starting off with Christchurch. We all appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Liam. Thank you, mate.